Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. It's 2 o'clock. We're here for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioner conference room. We have a pretty full agenda today, but starting off, we're going to be discussing item number one, letter to Chief Justice Walters regarding her visit.
Yeah, so of course the Chief Justice found time to, while she was visiting Josephine County, to visit with and start to get to know the Board of Commissioners, and I even got to participate in that, so thank you so much for that invitation. I think it was Commissioner DeYoung, I think, was the first to suggest a letter go to the Chief Justice, simply thanking her for finding that time and reinforcing that we appreciated her being here and enjoyed meeting her, and because Boatnik was one of the more enjoyable aspects of that discussion that occurred, we thought about inviting her to be the Grand Marshal at the upcoming parade.
Yeah, we clear that with an active club
first. Yeah, I was like, wow, I didn't know we had that ability.
We don't. But Judge Galley can maybe line that one up for us.
Yeah, do we know if they've picked one this year yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Well, I would do it. We did it at the last minute.
Hopefully, that's still the policy.
Well, we have it. You know, every once in a while, we get somebody like George Foreman or Iron Eyes Cody or Mackenzie Cole or whatever.
Is it bad that I knew one of those three names you just said?
Right. Which one? Mackenzie Cole? She was from Hee-Haw.
Oh, okay.
Iron Eyes Cody was the tearful Indian that used to stand it. Yeah, he was a long time ago.
For the pollution campaign. Mm.
Ben Davidson was from the Oakland Raiders. He was here.
And you didn't come
George
up?
Foreman.
I would have vetoed that.
And George Foreman was here.
Do we need permission from the active club before we extend that in a letter?
No. This is a draft. You see the word draft down here at the bottom?
I think it's so cool. Yep. Just to have the gall to say, would you be our Grand Marshal to the parade that we have nothing to do with?
Yeah. We could do this like everybody does to us. We'll just put that in the courier and then it has to happen.
Yeah. No one's here yet.
That's the trick. I just put it in the courier. Well, you can't go against that. It's been in the courier. Well, why didn't I think of that? Anyway, why will check for the actor club?
Yeah, otherwise, all for it. Barring,
look good.
Barring them saying no, you can take out that part.
But sure.
Right.
I'll find something else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good idea to send her a letter because she really had. I ran into one of the court's staff in the parking lot. She said, boy, Chief Justice sure had a great time with the board. It was just, you know, very lighthearted and low-keyed, and she doesn't get that a lot, I think.
I think that it was enjoyable for all of us.
It was
a delightful visit.
Yes.
I would entertain a motion to designate Commissioner DeYoung as contacting the Active Club to see if they have somebody before we send out that letter.
I'll second that.
That's wise.
Count me in.
I'm fine.
All right. Would you be willing? And then if we get the blessing, then we could just set it.
That'll work. We'll put it in the signature file. Does that work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. No, I think it was kind of a significant visit, and I heard we got briefed for our attire not being formal enough, but it was Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
I think we just found out that day that she was coming, right?
That morning.
I think we knew a couple of days.
We knew, but still, it's a Friday, and Friday's a casual day generally.
Welcome to rural Oregon.
And I did get her autograph. She autographed her bio.
That was cool.
That's right.
You were prepared.
Whoa.
So item number two is order number 2019-XXX in the matter of appointing Mark Stevenson as County Planning Director.
So let's trade Beecher and Mark out for a moment. And so this reached me through the HR director, and so I was trying to capture what I thought the board had discussed and had wanted to do in a meeting, which I was not present. Then talked to Mark about it, got a chance to connect earlier today before the meeting, and it sounds like we would need to amend, not really pass this order, but probably appoint an existing employee of the county of the planning department, James Black, who's already been a planning director previously when there was a gap period between directors. So
that was not my understanding. I thought we were appointing Mark as the planning director so that there's accountability as the department head over that. Or what's the model Jackson County has? What's the difference?
Well, basically, Jackson County has billing official, which I would like to remain, and then he is Ted Zook, and Jackson County is
the director.
The director of in their case, Development Services.
Yeah.
I was looking for Director of Community Development here, remaining as building official.
Yeah.
With a planning manager, James Black.
Sure, but who holds the title of planning director? I guess for me, the authority of planning director is a high enough one that there needs to be accountability. And in the role of lead, it's not high enough to be accountable, in my opinion. But I thought our understanding was that you would be the planning director and just he's the lead kind of managing the division under your authority. Is that wrong? As far as the other commissioners, what you guys remember we discussed?
Yeah, that's what I remember, and under the Julie's recommendation, right, was that we were following that and not going against it.
Yeah. So that James would still be heading the planning portion under your direction.
Correct.
And then, but planning director also be assigned to you as the authority over James.
To be revisited in 3 months is kind of what we talked about.
Okay.
And so, and that satisfies any signing requirements that we have, right, with the state or LUBA.
The planning director is a title of legal significance.
Right, not a paper holder of a certificate, right?
We're not talking administrative.
No, it's a government designation.
Right? Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, because there's certain appeal rights that get triggered when the planning director makes a decision.
Makes a decision.
And so it's a significant title.
Sure.
And that was, I guess, well, it's worthy for the board to really comprehend that when deciding who specifically within the organization you want to be covering that while that that department finds permanency.
So since this is an order, do we want to pass this for now so it's covered? And then have that conversation between Darren and Mark and Julie of what was intended exactly, and we can revisit it if we need to do another order or amend it, or do we have to do something today?
I encourage the board to do something this week so we don't have any gap in application process.
Then I make a motion that we take this as written and sign it so we have a director.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other comments? Is that okay with you?
Oh, I'm good with that. Okay. Yes.
Are we all on the same page?
I'd say so.
Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it was unanimous, so never mind. You're it. So we'll sign this today.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome and condolences. I got to tell you, though, I've already received a call from a citizen in another community that got to meet with you and was excited that you already were coming up with some options of solution for better public service in the Illinois Valley, and so thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yep.
We gave you, 2 days, and you're already doing something, so I'm just kidding.
Well, I think Mark's always been on board for a solution. That's all we want, you know, is solutions to problems and issues that come up. Not always what everybody wants to hear, but we got to have a solution, and it's got to be towards success. You know, some people want to do things, and we try to go out of our way to figure out a way they can't get it done, and Mark doesn't do that. He figures out, let's find a way that can be done. See how close we can hit to what your mark is, and that's good. Oh, Mark.
No pun intended.
No pun.
Got it.
Right. Thank you for being down here. Item number 3 is additional subject matters from commissioners.
No.
Okay, seeing none from the size and the nose, then we will be moving into executive session. So today is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019 at 2:09 p.m. At the Josephine County Board of Commissioners, we'll now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 4A is the Sheriff Association contract negotiations, ORS 192-6602D. Item 4B is confidential memo regarding contract for services with OnTrack, ORS 192-6602FH. C is report and recommendation regarding county rural property at 900 Hitching Post Road, ORS 192-6602E. D is county rural property at San Francisco Street, ORS 192-6602E. E is county potential purchase of real property, 192-6602E. F, county potential sale of real properties, ORS 192-6602E. G is lease with U.S. Cellular for county rural property at Fairgrounds, 192-6602E. H is State of Oregon PUC versus Josephine County Pacific Coast, case number 18CV54501 under ORS 1926602H. And I is County of Clackamas et al. Versus Mortgage Electronic Registration System, Inc. et al. Case number 316CV02328MO under ORS 1926602H. And approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we'll return to open session, welcome the audience back into the room. And with that, only people in the room are staff specific to the subject matter, and we will turn the recorder off at 2:11 p.m. It's 4:31. We are back in general session from executive session. So, in summary of item 4A, Sheriff's Association contract negotiations, we're going to move forward to negotiations. Regarding 4B, confidential memo regarding contract for services with OnTrack, I would like to accept a motion, or I'll make a motion, to accept settlement payment that was presented from OnTrack and create a new contract for residential services only to conclude June 30th, 2019 that includes a pre-approval condition as part of the contract.
Nicely done.
Seconded by Dan.
Yep.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous, 3-0. So that'll move forward with that. Item 4C, which is real property at 900 Hitching Post. 4D is San Francisco Street. 4E and F, we had three properties in there. We just got updates, and staff is kind of moving forward with just next steps. Item G is U.S. Cellular lease at the fairgrounds, and we're going to move forward with contacting them with approval of the lease.
Yes.
H is the PUC, and we're just going to continue on our process.
Yes.
And then I is County of Clackamas et al. Versus Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. et al. Case number 316CV02328MO. We would like to authorize the conclusion of our participation in that case.
Yeah.
Does that seem?
Let's go ahead and move second and vote on that.
Okay. I would accept a motion authorizing our conclusion on the MERS case.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Got motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Okay. Any additional subject matters from commissioners?
Not for me.
No, ma'am.
I have two. Senator Wyden canceled his town hall tomorrow. There's going to be a Senate vote, and he got called back to do that. So there's about 8 town halls that got canceled in the next couple days. So there was an email that came out just about the time our meeting was starting. It shortened the congressional work period. So Jackson, Josephine, Multnomah, Crook, Jefferson, Deschutes were all postponed and will be rescheduled. And I got an update on Tilt from Rocky McVeigh, which I forwarded to Arthur, essentially that PILT, we were not sure if it would be renewed this year. And currently the PILT payment, which is payment in lieu of taxes, is at the Interior Appropriations and Related Agencies for fiscal year 19. It is $500 million, which is $37 million less than last year. They don't expect it to be reduced any further from Congress when they finally do take action on the remaining spending bills, but they're kind of closed right now. And I asked what that impact was for us, and the guess, educated guess, is about $100,000 less than what we received last year, which is actually still okay. So just as an update, so we'll find out more from Arthur, but I passed along to you.
That's payment in lieu of taxes. What if you didn't take the payment in lieu of taxes and say, we're going to tax you?
We don't have the authority to do that.
We don't have the authority to do that. Dang.
But this is actually good news for us because this is what I, if this was renewed, this is what I wanted to fund the sheriff's radios with. and would be able to do. So that is something for you guys to be aware of that I think would be the appropriate response with a portion of that.
Of course, we're in that PILT lawsuit too. Yeah, so there's an amount to be determined that's coming our way.
Oh, that they don't count this that, with that.
The sequestering
lawsuit from a couple years ago. They haven't sent us a number on that yet, have they?
Not that I'm aware
but
of.
There's going to be a little more.
That's a settlement's probably going to happen this year. Is that
yes.
The one I heard? Okay.
Yeah, that could be within a couple of months. And we're teamed up with like 1,000 counties across the nation.
Like every PILT county.
Yeah, I'm sure. Easily jumped.
It was a straightforward deal. More on that some other time. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, thanks for enduring
the
long meeting.
All right. Anything further for the good of order? Seeing none, we're going to be adjourned at 4:35. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.